So you see it in the Awakening series in Heaven and Hell. Things from the past being brought to the fore, you know, as people are being processed in the world of spirits. Because it's all associated with spiritual communities, associate communities of spirits. And these need clearing out. So think of temptation in terms of regeneration. Think of those words just as a working model, if you like, as synonymous. You can't have one without the other. So temptation casts this idea of struggle, of course. But the struggle is due to our attachment to what's detrimental to our spiritual health and well-being. I mean, I know it doesn't feel like it at the time, but if things come up from the past, it's because what the Lord has laid down in our life is now such that those things can be processed. That's what that's about. And it's all to set us free from the things that bind us. So they may be unpleasant things, but it's about stepping back from them and just work with them in a contemplative way, like bring the Lord's presence into the situation and just have that curiosity and question. Okay, so, you know, what is this actually about? You know, like what needs to happen here? And see where it goes. And it may be that it's just about seeing at this stage, that nothing needs to be done, but there needs to be this reminder that comes and something down the line it'll be associated with something else happening down the track a bit. So not everything, of course, happens in the moment, particularly at this level of life. There has to be a progressive unfolding of things. So it always comes back to grounding yourself in the text, working with what the text offers you, trying to avoid running with your own agenda. And the thing that stood out for me as that was being described was that, yeah, you know, the text is psychoactive. It creates the very states in us that we are reading about so that we can have something that illustrates what the word is describing. And that makes the truth that's there, you know, the affection for truth, when that is seen, is stimulated. And maybe that's something to do with the gladness of heart that arises out of that wilderness state.